القدس من الآن قاضيها ورجاله في وجهه
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. انبیاء کی سرزمین فلسطین وہ مقام جہاں پہ 1,24,000 میں سے اکثر انبیاء نے مقام اپنی زندگی گزاری. وہ فلسطین جو پچھلے 75 سالوں سے قابض اسرائیل کے قبضے میں, وہ غزہ جہاں 17 سال سے لوگوں کے نکلنے کی پابندی ہے, وہ بچے جو پتھر ان سے اسرائیلیوں سے لڑتے تھے آج اس قابل ہو گئے کہ چند گھنٹوں میں 5,000 میزائل باغ میں. لیکن اس کے بعد ہم میڈیا پہ دیکھ رہے ہیں ان کا کیا حال ہے. امام علی علیہ السلام فرماتے ہیں کہ مظلوم کے حامی اور ظالم کے مخالف رہو. کس سے؟ اپنے چاہنے والوں سے. کس سے؟ اپنے شیعوں سے. کس سے؟ ان مسلمانوں سے جو واقعی اسلام پر عمل کرنا چاہتے ہیں. کس سے؟ ان لوگوں سے جو واقعی انسانیت کا درد دل میں رکھتے ہیں. ہیوسٹن کی سرزمین سے وہ افراد جو واقعی پلسٹینیوں کے ساتھ ہیں, ہم دیکھ رہے ہیں اتنا بڑا پروٹیسٹ, اتنا بڑا مظاہرہ, اتنے افراد موجود ہیں جو جو در جو پلسٹینیوں کی حمایت میں آ رہے ہیں. اس میں نہ کوئی رنگ نہ قوم و ملت سے آگے ہو کر صرف انسانیت کے جذبے کے تحت آتے ہیں مختلف لوگ, مختلف مذہب و ملت سے تعلق رکھنے والے دریافت کرتے ہیں. آئیے کچھ لوگوں سے ملتے ہیں کہ وہ یہاں پر کیوں شامل ہوئے, کس طرح فلسطینیوں کا درد رکھتے ہیں اور کس طرح چاہتے ہیں کہ فلسطینیوں کی مدد کر سکیں. السلام علیکم.
وعلیکم السلام.
ہم دیکھ رہے ہیں کہ یہاں پر فلسطینیوں سے اظہار یکجہتی کرنے کے لیے اور سولیڈیریٹی کے لیے مختلف مذہب ملت سے لوگ آ جمع ہیں, تو تھوڑا سا آپ شیئر کرنا چاہیں گی کہ امریکہ میں موجود ہیں ہم, ہیوسٹن کی سرزمین پر ہیں اور یہاں پہ اتنے سارے لوگ ہیں, تو خود آپ کے یہاں آنے کا مقصد کیا ہے اور یہ لوگ کس مقصد کے تحت یہاں جمع ہوئے ہیں؟
I think everyone understands کہ ہیوسٹن پیلسٹائن میں کیا ہو رہا ہے. جو ہو رہا ہے بہت ناانصافی ہے. What's happening is basically it's a genocide that's going on. There is nowhere for Palestinians to go. They're being bombed constantly for the last 72 hours. They've been being bombed all the time. The hospitals are being decimated. Children are being killed, being injured. There's nowhere for them to run. There's no electricity. There's no water. They have nothing to eat. They don't know where to go. Israelis have said you have to leave within the next 24 hours and take refuge. But take refuge where? Where are they supposed to go? Where do they leave Gaza? Where do 2 million people go? It's just mind-boggling. It's incredible. We've seen atrocities, but this is the next level. And I think by coming out here and supporting Palestinians, we're letting them know they're not alone, that we're not there, but our hearts are with them. Our hearts, our money, whatever we can do, our prayers are with them. And inshallah, inshallah, may Allah grant them victory. And inshallah, they will be granted victory. Inshallah, very, very soon. So we're standing for justice. We're standing against injustice. And I think that's the biggest thing. I pray that this crowd gets bigger. I pray that the hearts of Houstonians, as time goes on, get more connected to the Palestinian people, the Palestinian issue. I hope that people become more aware of what Israel is doing, and our minds are open. I think that's the biggest thing. We've got to speak to our neighbors, speak to our friends, speak to people who live alongside of us, and let them know the truth, because the media is not telling the truth.
आज ह्यूस्टन में बहुत बड़ा एक ग्रुप शामिल हुआ है, क्योंकि गजा में जो इसराइली हुकूमत ने जिस तरह से गजा की पॉपुलेशन को, सिविलियंस को इस वक्त इफेक्ट किया हुआ है, तो हम सब उसके लिए बहुत नाराज हैं और अपना जज्बा जाहिर करने के लिए हम यहाँ पे मौजूद हुए हैं एक बहुत बड़े ग्रुप के साथ। और इसराइली ज़ायनिस्ट सहयोनी हुकूमत को ये मैसेज देने के लिए आए हैं कि वो जिस तरह से पिछले 70-75 सालों से गाजा और फिलिस्तीनी सिविलियंस के ऊपर जुल्म कर रहे हैं, वो एक्सेप्टेबल बिल्कुल भी नहीं है हमारी नज़रों में। जो इंसाफ पसंद लोग हैं दुनिया के, उनकी नज़रों में ये चीज़ बिल्कुल भी एक्सेप्टेबल नहीं है। और जो मज़लूम है वो एक हद तक ही खामोश रहेगा, और एक वक्त आता है कि जब मज़लूम जो है वो इस तरह के जुल्म नहीं सह सकता है। तो पूरी दुनिया में जो लोग भी इंसाफ पसंद लोग हैं वो इस वक्त खड़े हो रहे हैं दुनिया के अलग अलग हिस्सों में। हम लोग ह्यूस्टन में, हमारी ये छोटी सी कोशिश है, अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह यहाँ पे हज़ारों की तादाद में लोग आए हुए हैं, और हम लोग अपना सिर्फ अपने फ़लस्तीनी भाई बहनों को सिर्फ ये पैगाम देने के लिए आए हैं कि हम उनके साथ हैं और वो इस जंग में अपने आप को अकेला ना समझें।
Hi, Alex McDonald. I'm very happy to see you here. I'm happy to see this crowd. I'm just wondering, you're out here. What do you feel about the Houstonians? What do you feel about, how do you feel about the support? Are a lot of people out today, or is it less than what you expected given what's going on in Gaza?
Well, I will tell you that I was really inspired in May of 21, right after the horrific bombing of Gaza then, and seeing over 3,000 people here in the streets. I was just inspired with the solidarity. I don't think we have that many here today, but I know parking was difficult, so I don't know. What I wish were that there were more people like me here, people who aren't from Asia, from the Middle East, because of the U.S. role in this horrible situation. It's American weapons that are being used. It's our tax money that is being used to attack civilians and kill civilians. And as horrific as some of the actions that the Hamas did this last week, starving, stopping food, water, fuel, and electricity to over 2 million people is a war crime. And so to me, it's incomprehensible that the United States is supporting those actions.
We are here to condemn the oppressors for all the genocide that is being committed. Palestinians have the same rights as all human beings. We want a free Palestine. We are here today to protest for Palestinian rights. Their land had been forcibly taken away from them. What is happening in Palestine is unjust, and we stand by justice. We stand in solidarity with them. Free, free Palestine!
We're here because we have to be here. Unfortunately, our Western medias are not covering the full extent of what the Palestinians have been going through. And to just have to sit and wait while we've tried everything from peaceful protests to the ICC courts, to Amnesty International, to the Human Rights Watch, and it's become existentially impossible for our voices to be heard because we're always blockaded with the idea that the only peoples that have a right to defend themselves are the Israelis. Everyone has a right to defend themselves. We have been given that right by the human rights. It is our struggle for 75 years that has caused people to become frustrated enough to start a resistance. It is an apartheid regime. We are being assaulted. We're being harassed on a daily basis. This didn't just start now, and we want people to understand that it is not just the fight of Hamas. This is a full-blown, full Palestinian. Any, you don't have to be Palestinian to fight for Palestinian rights. You just have to be human, basically.